Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's Kirby talking about the Ole Miss quarterback, and it's all true. I mean, they lead the nation in passing. He's got 21 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. Carson Beck throws 3 interceptions most Saturdays in SEC play. So it feels as though the advantage is certainly on Ole Miss's side when it comes to quarterback play going into this game. And look, it's not just there. Like, Ole Miss has dudes all over the place. Yes. This is going to be a great football game tomorrow afternoon. I still think Georgia's going to win it because I think that they are more talented from top to bottom, and I think they have a better coach who's going to come up with a great game plan. But I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
Yes, yes, yes. Ole Miss is really good. And we talked earlier in the segment about, like, just like how Kirby said, Jackson Dart's playing good as quarterback as anybody. Yep. I know Cam Ward and those guys rightfully so get all of the credit and everything like that, as they should. But this dude has been playing lights out. He don't make mistakes. Like Kirby said, he hasn't run a lot this year.
But he can
run, you know, and they can also, like we talk about, the big plays. I'll never take anything from Lane as far as an offensive play caller, because he is dynamic as hell, and he has the weapons to do it. They can run the football, too. I mean, their runner has, like, 10 touchdowns this year, so they can run the football, so they have that, you know, the ability to be able to run. But their thing, they want big plays. They want big plays down the field. Yeah,
they're an explosive offense.
Just like we talked about last week, it ain't nothing. They're not trying to compare Florida to this, but these corners, they got to come to play. Malachi Starks, you can't keep letting people get behind you. Yep. He's too good of a damn player to be having those kind of mistakes, man. And it's getting frustrating because he's my favorite dog, but he's got to come to play. 13-11. This is their game.
Yeah, it is.
This is, you know, just like we called him out before the Texas game, and he went out there and did what they did. I'm not saying they did what they did because we called him out.
Maybe.
But they were freaking just dominating.
They won that game for Georgia.
Yes.
Because offensively, again, it was another big game where Carson Beck didn't play well. He threw 3 interceptions that game. He was putting his team behind the 8-ball. Defense was making plays, giving them short fields, the ability to score touchdowns on short fields. ETN was good in the red zone in that game. I think ETN has to have a good game tomorrow as well against Ole Miss. But yeah, man. I mean, this is what it is. This is when the season started. You looked at the schedule and was like, "Damn, you got to go here. You got to go there. You got to do this." This, even though Ole Miss has found a way to lose a couple of games that you didn't expect them to,
they're playing for their season.
That makes them more dangerous.
Their
backs against the wall. Like, they got to win this game. It's a playoff game for them.
Yes, exactly. And
every game is.
But it goes back to not to try to pile on Carson, but what Kirby said yesterday in that clip we played after the Florida game, they got to help him too. Receivers, you got to catch the ball.
Definitely.
You got to catch the football when it's coming to you. When he puts it there, you got to make those big plays. If Cass Jones is on the outside of one-on-one with a linebacker and he's got to beat Carson, you can't overthrow him. Like, those are the plays that Georgia has to make. But more than anything, 15's got to he's got to just play well. He's got to play good, man.
Simple as
that.
He
really does.
Simple as that. He has to be what he was supposed to be when the season started. And if he is, Georgia's going to win the game. A different vibe, certainly a different conversation leading into the Falcons game on Sunday afternoon. Saints fire their coach. I mean, it's a bad situation for them. But here's Raheem Morris saying, it's no trap games.
Walkthrough Wednesday didn't start today because the Saints fired their coach. It was something that we planned and something that we had an agenda to do, something that we wanted to do, and how we wanted to prepare to give ourselves the best chance to win this week. And that has to be the way you go about everything, every game.
He's absolutely correct when you talk about the NFL. I remember, Andy, I don't know who we were playing when I was with the Dolphins, but, I mean, we were way better than them. And we walk in the locker room, and there are traps all over the damn locker room. And I remember one of the vets said,
like rat traps?
No, like
mouse traps?
Yeah. But they were, like, hanging in the ceiling. Oh. I had them in the ceiling.
All right.
And everything. And so one of the old school vets, what's Grizzly Dude, said, No damn trap games in the NFL.
Yeah.
We all get paid to do this.
Now, some 16 of them.
Now, some teams are better than others.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're all professionals in this thing, man. And Roy has it right. And, you know, we talked about it all week and because we've seen the trend of the new coach energy and the guys who refocus, and which is a damn shame that you have to do that. But I hate saying that. But yeah, that's usually what happens. And then you're talking about the opponent that you're playing. And I'm talking about the Saints. You got the Falcons coming to your house. You got this whole new energy. Because the thing with it is, yeah, it's kind of because I've been through it twice. It's different, but it's like a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? When you got a new voice and all those different things, and then you galvanize, and then you go put your best performance out there. Now, a lot of times after that, you don't win any more damn games. But at the same time, this game right here is going to be, you know, I would not expect this. I would not expect the same type of ball we've seen from the New Orleans Saints. I would think they would be a little more crisp and all those different things. But here's the deal. Derek Carr's still a quarterback.
Yeah.
Derek Carr's still a quarterback.
All their guys are still hurt.
All the guys are hurt. Yeah. They got rid of their best defensive player.
They can't sack the quarterback.
So, I mean, all those things are still there.
They traded Marshawn Lattimore.
We can talk about energy all you want to. Go punch him in the damn face.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, when the biggest argument or key to whatever for them is off-the-field stuff.
Yes.
Like, non-tangible, non-football-related stuff, new coach energy. Well, how about Falcons are better than them energy? You know what I mean? Like, just go out there and play better than them because you are better than them. Now, I do think that even with all that said and where the Saints are right now, like, you know, they have guys, even with the situation that they're in right now, that can make you pay. Like, Alvin Kamara is a really good player.
Yes.
Yeah, remember, last time the Falcons played this team, they didn't score an offensive touchdown.
Right.
The Falcons kicked 4 field goals, had a pick 6, and the guy fumbled a punt, and they recovered it in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's how you beat them.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like, it's gone different since then.
Right.
But it took a lot of good stuff happening for you in order to beat the Saints last time, and that was at home.
Yes.
So, you know, like, don't count the chickens before they hatch. The new coach energy thing is really interesting. I didn't realize this was the specific case, but Raheem's been talking about when he took over for Dan Quinn all week, right? And what they did. They went into Minnesota and beat the hell out of him. You know who the quarterback was in Minnesota
Kirk
when
Cousins.
They did that? It was Kirk Cousins. So he knows.
Yep.
They know. It's not going to be any surprise to anybody what can happen in these situations. The other thing is they win. They win the division.
Right.
I mean, the division's over. They already have a 95% chance of winning the division. But if they win on Sunday, the division's over. And they equal their win total in each of the Arthur Smith years.
Damn.
7-10, 7-10, 7-10.
Yep.
That'd be 7-3
yep.
if they win on Sunday.
Yeah.
So there's obviously there's a lot at stake. It's 1 of 17.
But
yeah.
Yes. You can pretty much wrap up the South. I know you still got another game with Carolina here in Atlanta, but you can pretty much wrap up the South if you win this football game. And you know, you won't print the T-shirts after you beat Carolina here, but the South will be the Falcons if they go out.
Oh
and
yeah,
win the
do they
game.
Do T-shirts for that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they do – is there any champagne or anything?
No.
That's more of a baseball thing.
Yeah, baseball thing. They don't really do champagne, no. But
I
don't. There would be a situation where, yeah, they would have the South wrapped up if they go out there and put a good performance together on Sunday.
I think take it from baseball.
Well, just –
Put the plastic all over the line.
I think it might be an NFL thing. I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah,
I have no clue.
No fun league strikes again. It was fun last night, though. That was a hell of a Thursday night football
game.
Hell
yeah, it was.
What a great way to start week 10. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Now you've got to go for the end zone because it's third down and you don't want to settle for the field goal. 3rd and 5, Lamar takes the snap. Backpedaling, drifting to the left, running left,
right there.
Lobbed back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Rashad Bateman on the receiving end!
What a freaking...
What game, play, throw, whatever.
What a great game.
All
man.
Of it.
Now, Lamar is better than he was last year.
Yep. When he was the MVP.
When he was the MVP. He has more touchdowns now than he had in his MVP year. This dude is ridiculous. That run, that play on the sideline was just ridiculous. I understand that. I thought he scored. But I mean, Joe Burrow, him and them going back on. Cincinnati, it was up 21-7.
Yep.
And they came back, and Baltimore came back. Give them credit. I'm not mad about the 2-point conversion, whatever, whatever.
No, it was the right call.
But I am throwing the ball to Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
They could not stop Jamar Chase last night. This dude was peeling off on people, running past people.
You mean 264?
Everything that man was doing.
And 3 touchdowns?
This dude was balling.
Thoughts and prayers if you're going up against him in fantasy this week, like I am.
Yeah.
56.
Ooh.
I haven't even had a guy play yet. I'm down 75 to nothing.
Yeah.
Because I also had Chase Brown running back.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There's people driving around out there knowing.
Saying the same
about.
Thing, too.
Or,
right?
Or maybe there's people driving around that have him.
Well, I mean, Bo has him. Bo says he has him.
Bo has 14 leagues.
Yeah,
so
he does.
He's also playing against him because we co-manage the team in the Coke League. So he's playing against him and he has him.
Oh, 12. Man. Just 12. 12.
Dude,
just 12.
So my bad.
This dude, I mean, he was unbelievable. And they had the play set up. Now, obviously, when you got a 3-by-1 stick combination, you try to go front side first.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First, which Joe Burrow did, but there was a one-on-one matchup with Chase on the backside. I'm going to him. I'm sorry. I'm going to give him. I'm a ride or die
sorry,
with this guy.
They can't guard him.
And they can't guard him. But, I mean, Baltimore cannot. It's hard for me to believe that they can win the Super Bowl with that defense.
Yeah.
They are awful. Yeah. They are awful pass defense. And it just keeps getting exposed more and more.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a situation where it's going to have to be relying on turnovers and steal a possession.
You can't beat the Chiefs with that pass defense. If they somehow do, you can't beat the Lions or whoever might be there with that pass defense. I mean, they're so good, but they've managed to get a little bit soft in their secondary defensively, which is crazy to say about Baltimore because traditionally their defense is one of their calling cards.
Yeah, man.
Some other big things going on this weekend. Atlanta United
chance
to advance in the MLS Cup playoffs. They've got Miami for Game 3 in Miami Saturday, 8 o'clock. That game will be on Star 94, but I mean,
lay it on the line. Lay it all on the line.
I didn't expect them to even be here, so to hell with it.
Hell with it, man. I mean,
keep it going.
Ain't no house money or nothing like that. You trying to extend your damn season. All the pressure is on Miami. We know that. All the pressure is on Miami. They got the little guy. We know how special he is and what kind of big game player he is. But you've beaten him down there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, once. But you've beaten him twice.
Yeah, I mean, they can go out there and they got to just lay it on the line. Let Rob keep this job. Let Rob keep this job. Man, go down there and win this game.
Do it for Rob.
Go ahead and shock the whole MLS world.
Do it for Rob.
And we also talk over in the Flats tomorrow. Miami's coming to town.
Yeah.
Miami's going to let this be a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Miami's going to be a game.
And it sounds like Haynes King has a chance of playing. Hopefully he does.
So, like you said, we said it when we were off air. It's a damn shame that you were playing so well, then you lose your quarterback.
It is a shame because Tech was having a really good year. And then they've lost all the games without him.
But you got Miami coming to town. And Miami is notorious for letting teams hang around.
Yeah, no.
Notorious.
It's going to be a game in the fourth quarter, and then Cam Ward's going to put on the Superman cape and throw a couple touchdowns like he has pretty much every week this year. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Roddy DeBalsi from UGASports.com is going to join us next. Get Roddy's thoughts on Georgia's big matchup tomorrow afternoon against Ole Miss. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.